I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. It's so exciting to have you join us. And today we're going to talk about hard-boiled eggs.
Well, LaVon, I started out in my life calling them hard-boiled eggs. But when my mom, who was a very active homemaker in North Dakota, went to a club meeting and had a lesson, evidently, on hard-boiled eggs, and the new terminology at that time was, you're not boiling the egg, you're cooking the egg. Because once you bring that water to a boil, then it's best to shut off the heat source from under the pan and let those eggs not continue to boil, but just cook in that hot water.
So, you know, boiling hard-boiled eggs. I know, you know, as we said, a lot of people say that, and I think a lot of people maybe do that. So why bother to do this other step? As you say, bring the we should back up a step.
Okay.
Put the eggs in cold water.
In a single layer.
Mm-hmm. Right. And cover them with about an inch of cold water. Bring it to a boil.
Mm-hmm. And then shut off the heat source from underneath the pan. Let those eggs sit in that hot water for about 15 minutes. And then immediately put cold water over them. And keep putting cold water over them so that they cool down quickly and stop that bacteria from growing.
Right, and stop the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens when we overcook them? I know people know, I mean, I know they've experienced this.
Mm-hmm. There can be a dark ring around the yolk, for one thing. Also, they're a tougher egg. They're not as enjoyable to eat. But I particularly notice the toughness with them. And, you know, it's not so much, LaVon, that the color is a big deal, because it certainly doesn't affect the nutritional value of the hard-cooked egg if you have a dark ring around the yolk.
But I think it does. To me, it affects the flavor a little bit, because that when you open that egg, it will smell like sulfur.
Yes.
I think there's that little bit of flavor difference. Not that you can't use it. It's perfectly safe to use. And if you're mixing other things with it, you maybe won't see it. You maybe won't taste it. But I think it's not what we'd really prefer for the best hard-cooked egg.
If you're looking for a grand champion,
hard-cooked
egg, and you might experiment with this. Or have your children play with this, too, because it's a very, very easy experiment. Take, for instance, two or three eggs and put them in a pan. One with hot water where you start with, and put them on and bring that water to a boil and let those eggs sit there and boil for about 15 minutes, then cool them down immediately. Or take another pan of eggs using the method that we have just talked about, in which you start off with cold water, bring it to a boil. Once that water is brought to a boil, turn off the heat, let those eggs just sit in that hot water for 15 minutes, and then immediately douse them in cold water and put them in the refrigerator, of course, after you have cooled them. Then do an experiment. Crack those shells and see what those eggs look like on the inside so that you and your children can learn about at the same time.
Now, something that when you talk about when you crack these eggs, something that I've experienced, perhaps you've experienced, I know other people have, they say, oh, it's so hard to peel them. I want to peel them and they're peeling off part of the egg and so on. But there's a couple of things that we can do to help that also. One is don't use the freshest eggs.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, and your mom said that.
Yes, she did. She told me, isn't that something what you remember what your mom told
you
in the kitchen?
Yeah, well,
and
it's
that's
important.
Something that you can tell your children in the kitchen. Don't use the freshest eggs. Now, of course, you want to be mindful of the best if used by date on the end of the egg carton. But eggs, to hard cook them, really should be about 7 to 10 days old, because and they're easier peeling.
Or it could even be a little longer, but 7 to 10 days is a good guideline. So if you are going to color eggs for Easter and want to eat them, I would say you better go buy those eggs right now.
Mm-hmm. And keep them
Easter's
refrigerated.
Because coming right up.
Yes.
And they will, uncooked eggs will keep 5 weeks or longer in the refrigerator. So eggs are long keeping. And again, the nutritional value really doesn't change. The appearance in terms of when you put it out in a pan, it flattens out a bit. The older it is, it flattens out a bit versus kind of standing up. So if you're frying an egg while you maybe or care whether it's a really fresh egg or not, it doesn't make any difference in your baking, does it?
No. And oftentimes, if eggs are on sale, I will buy up a quantity of them because I have the refrigeration in which I can store them. And it's wonderful that way because I'm helping to cut the cost of my product.
Mm-hmm. And remember to leave them in the cart and they come
in. Yes. Uh-huh. And they do not go in the door of the refrigerator. I keep them inside the body of the refrigerator or the cooler itself.
And that's going to help them keep longer. Now, after you hard cook them, you say, well, I don't have time to peel them right away. That's okay. Mm-hmm. They can keep in the refrigerator after you've hard cooked them for up to 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I've experienced that too, and I don't notice a difference in flavor or texture. They're just nice to have on hand, and oftentimes what I'll do, many people use a hard-cooked egg in egg salad or in potato salad. I just enjoy eating a hard-cooked egg. If I'm hungry and I need that protein source to give me some food satiety value, I will just crack that shell and enjoy the whole hard-cooked egg, white and yolk. But also, people can use these for other times, too, and for other fun activities.
You bet. And mentioning that in terms of satiety value, because there's fat and protein in that egg, but there's so much more in terms of nutritional value, the vitamins that are there. And then you say, well, what about the cholesterol? Well, they're continuing to do some research related to eggs and heart problems. Mm-hmm. And, of course, and even some eggs will say they are of lower cholesterol value, some special eggs. But we're finding that maybe it's not quite such a no-no as we thought.
There are more studies that have been coming out, LaVon, that talk about eat the white and the yolk together because it will give you more satisfaction and you won't feel the need to crave other foods. By just eating the white, that can cause a raise in your blood sugar faster than if you enjoyed the white and the yolk together because of the fat content in the egg. And of course, when we talk about eating eggs, like everything, you have to use some genuine, I might say, common sense or some thought when eating it. It doesn't mean you're going to go eat a dozen eggs a day. It might mean you're going to enjoy an egg 3 days a week, 4 days a week, whatever works for you. But there certainly is not the concern about eating the egg yolk like we have thought there was in the past.
And I think if you have had a heart challenge, something where you know that there is this concern, or if you're diabetic, you really need to check with your doctor and your dietitian.
Exactly.
Because some advice, and this came from Harvard University, said that if you're diabetic, no more than 3 yolks per week. More whites was okay, but only 3 yolks. So check with your personal dietitian or your doctor if you have a question about that. But certainly most of us can eat an egg a day, at least an egg a day, and no problems, and they really are good for us.
It's almost like it's the perfect food.
Exactly.
What's in it and how it helps our bodies.
And you think about the reason that you have an egg, that should tell you something. The little chicks come out of it. Well, one of the reasons we wanted to talk about this today is that Easter is coming, and you know, Easter eggs, that's a whole part of it. And so I want to go back to, you know, hard-cooked eggs in the refrigerator will last 2 weeks, but after you take them out and you're going to hide them.
Oh, then how long will they last?
No more than 2 hours.
Oh.
Now, see, we come back to that food safety. You know, that's kind of the rule for all foods, hot or cold. 2 hours. So if you can get them hidden, get them picked up, get them back in the refrigerator within 2 hours, you go ahead and use them however you want to use them. But if not, maybe they're just going to stay decorations.
Well, I think so, because a lot of people may decorate and enjoy those beautiful colors of eggs, and they'll use that as a centerpiece on their Easter table. And it's a good idea after that point to probably discard those eggs if they've set out for more than 2 hours.
Now, Miss Nini, you're a grandma, and I think grandmas sometimes like to do special things with their kids and with their grandkids. And I think using natural dyes is one of the kind of experimental things that you can do with your grandchildren or your children. And think about, grape juice. Think about how that stains a tablecloth.
Sure.
Hey, it'll dye your Easter eggs just great.
Well, how long would you need to leave the egg in the grape juice?
The longer you leave it,
the
darker the color will be. So you could probably just leave them in overnight.
In the refrigerator.
Yeah, refrigerator. But run down. Now, some things you use, think about the colors you might want to do. If you're going to do green, spinach is a good thing to use, but you need to boil the spinach first. And you can either boil it first and put the egg in it, or you can boil it and keep it cold. I mean, it kind of depends.
So you put the egg in the boiled spinach water?
Yes.
Okay.
We're making dye.
All right. So and the spinach leaves are taken out of there.
Probably. Now, what would be interesting to try is to leave them in there. I'm thinking it might add some texture. And I have not done that, but I think that could be interesting.
Yes.
Just a couple of other things. Remember, like raspberries, you know, that juice is going to dye something. Beet juice, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But some things turn out to be different color than you think they're going to be. For instance, red cabbage leaves, if you boil those and dye them, it'll turn blue. So if you want more information, I'd be glad to share that. But also, if you go on the web, there's tons of information about that. So have some fun with eggs.
Oh, it would be very much fun. And have an incredible Easter. And remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.